Proclamation number 1583 of 25th August 1940. Failure to recognize the origin from God. Feeling of togetherness. The divine essence in the human being is indissolubly fused with the elemental force, that is, it can never exist in isolation. It can only temporarily regard itself as unconnected with the elemental force. But this does not exclude that the connection nevertheless exists. The temporary separation from God is therefore a state created by the being itself, which can also be remedied by itself again. Thus it is only up to the being's will to change the self-created state and to feel itself as belonging to the eternal deity. And so separation or union with the supreme being depends on the human being's will. For his will establishes the right or wrong relationship, his will brings about the approach or distance from God. Although the being cannot completely distance itself from God since it is the emanation of the divine will of love, a separation from God is therefore impossible because everything created by God remains in closest connection with God, although it does not recognize its relationship to God. In a difficult hour, the feeling of separation can suddenly be extinguished and the sense of communal spirit become extraordinarily strongly conscious, and this is tremendously significant for the being at that point in time, for it has recognized its origin and turned to the one who is its creator. Now the divine essence in man strives towards the same essence outside of him. And the unification of the same spiritual takes place, and through the union with spiritual power the being is connected ever more intimately with the eternal deity, and therefore the separation is bridged, which actually never existed. Only through the being itself the spiritual distance from God was created through not wanting to recognize the origin from God. God himself has given the being freedom of will in a certain state of maturity, and also the ability to recognize its outcome. Yet it is not always guaranteed that the being will use this ability, that it will therefore deem itself far away from God and feel comfortable in this state of being distant from God. At this point, the being is certainly still the same as before, the emanation of divine will of love, and therefore indissolubly united with God, but does not recognize itself, and now believes to be able to walk the earthly path on its own. On that occasion, there is only the danger that the whole earthly life will pass by without making the being aware of its spiritual distance from God, and then it will not have been reduced, but will continue to exist until the being sees its beginning and its end in God, until the being has gained the realization that it is inseparably merged with the eternal fundamental strength, and that this realization brings about supreme bliss in it. Amen.